This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. There are a series of decisions and warnings not heeded that helped create the Flint water crisis. There are also many points after lead was found in the water when action could have made the crisis less severe. The Environmental Protection Agency's Inspector General's report examines that agency's response to the Flint water crisis. Gary Wilson is a contributor to Detroit Public Television's Great Lakes Bureau. Gary, thank you for being with us again.
Hey, Gordon. Always good to be with you.
Let's begin with this final report from the EPA's Inspector General. We have had a preliminary report. What's new now in the final report from the IG?
Sure, Gordon. Well, the preliminary report, which was released in 2016, just focused on whether or not the EPA, the Region 5 office in Chicago that oversees Flint, whether it had emergency authority to intervene in Flint, because that was a question at the time. And that first report found that the agency did have emergency authority and they failed to use it, which is a significant setback. But this final report, 2 years in the making, took a more comprehensive approach to all the breakdowns at the EPA, mostly at Region 5, or almost exclusively at Region 5, as the report details. And the report talks about the failure to define proper roles and responsibilities, a lack of effective risk assessment, poor communication, a couple of other things. And then it goes into some detail about those, and I'll be happy to dive deeper with you. But that was the major role of this report, to take a more comprehensive look at the EPA's role, with the goal, of course, of improving it and to prevent future occurrences of an incident like this.
Poor communication. Is that poor communication between state and federal regulators? Is it poor communication within the EPA itself?
It was within the EPA itself, Gordon. The report was, quite explicit that the EPA Chicago office just did not do a good job of keeping the headquarters in Washington, and specifically the administrator at the time, Gina McCarthy, in the loop on what was going on. So apparently that didn't prompt the administrator to dig further as the Flint issue was unfolding. Interestingly, on the report's release, I talked with the Inspector General's office, and I mentioned to them that the report seems to put a wall between the Region 5 office and the headquarters in D.C. as far as responsibility. And the response was, well, the communication issue was the problem was with the Region 5 office. I pushed back a little bit on that because there had been Flint stories prior to the lead issue becoming known in the national media, New York Times specifically. And I asked if Administrator McCarthy, Gina McCarthy at the time, maybe she would have picked up the phone and just called the EPA office in Chicago and said, hey, what's going on? Are we okay? Are we doing everything we need to be doing? And the response I got back was direct and a little terse, to be honest. And it basically said that the problem was with the Chicago office. So that's where they left it.
But certainly a question that comes to mind is why is that communication one way, right? I mean, why isn't it necessarily the case that maybe Washington might call Chicago and say, hey, we're hearing some things about Flint. What do you know? What are you doing about it?
Yeah, I agree with you, Gordon, and that's the unanswered question. Something of this magnitude, I don't know what their internal discussions were. This was back in 2015 and 2016. But I can tell you that Gina McCarthy, right up to the last minute in December of 2016, as this thing hit the tipping point, her public statements were that even Region 5 hadn't done anything wrong, and she stood behind Susan Hedman's actions right up until a few weeks before she had resigned. So there's a breakdown there.
There's also a question here raised in this report about how the EPA interacted with the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality. How do we think that relationship is supposed to work, and what actually happened here during the Flint water crisis?
Well, on paper, the roles, and as the EPA Inspector General report defined it, roles and responsibilities, those are very clear and codified in law and procedures, and that is what the EPA calls its primacy, primary responsibility, clearly rested with the state of Michigan and the city of Flint and Michigan's Department of Environmental Quality. EPA clearly has oversight responsibility for safe drinking water and making sure all the right things are being done. What the Inspector General's report said was that the EPA, the Region 5 office in Chicago, was too focused on sort of being friendly and collaborating and wanting to be the MDEQ's partner. And that's what led to the poor oversight and delay. With the overemphasis on collaboration, nothing wrong with collaboration, but at some point you have to, you know, stick with what your primary responsibility is, and that's an oversight and protecting the people that have to drink this brackish and bad water. And that's where the EPA failed. They overemphasized wanting to be MDEQ's partner at the risk of effective oversight. That's what the report said.
Is it possible to sort of pick a point here in the long timeline of Flint and say, here is where the EPA should have stepped in? This is where the tipping point was that should have said that the EPA now has to come in and, you know, take the reins, for lack of a better term.
Well, I'll give you 2 points and just a quick timeline here. The whole issue with Flint's water started to early 2015, January 2015. It really started to hit the spotlight. The lead issue became known in April or so of 2015. And then the final tipping point was in December in 2015 and January 2016. But one of the EPA findings was poor assessment of risk on the part of the EPA. And if you go back to what the report said, if you go back and look at the problems Flint was having with the brackish water, with the cutover from Detroit water to the Flint River, these are all big events that were taking place. And they pointed to more significant problems. They weren't just standalones. These things that were taking place pointed to significant issues that the EPA should have been dealing with, you know, well before it got to a tipping point in late 2015, early 2016. So that was the first missed opportunity for the EPA. And then I'd fast forward to October of 2015 when. And this thing was all over the Michigan papers and more national papers. And in Chicago, the Natural Resources Defense Council, a not-for-profit, partnering with some local groups in Flint, filed a formal petition with the EPA to use its emergency authority to intervene because things were really unraveling. And then in December, a couple months later, they got a response from the EPA office in Chicago saying that they weren't going to intervene. They were going to, they listed a number of actions that they said Michigan's DEQ was taking, and they were confident those would work, and they were monitoring it. So that was a huge missed opportunity in October to get ahead of this, still late, but to get ahead of the issue.
Is there a good way of knowing how much difference that made in terms of, you know, the number of people affected and how big the problem got?
The missed opportunity early on with the risk assessment, you know, could have really alerted people that there are significant problems here, and action could have been taken quicker with bottled water and other things, other ways of remediating the problem. The October, December failing to intervene, the cat was already out of the bag. The damage was being done at that time. Hard to assess, but there were a good 6 or 7 months that were lost there. While people were exposed to lead in the water.
Would the main problem, if we're going to look at something beyond communication, be lack of urgency at the EPA level?
Definitely a lack of urgency. This thing unfolded. The other finding, and this actually came out in the earlier report, the 2016 report, and it was reinforced in this final report, that there was problems with getting the issue elevated to the right level of the EPA. There were scientists working on this in Flint, and they reported the lead issue, and as it got rolled up, it was just, you know, stuck in the bureaucracy, and then it got bounced around and kicked over to lawyers. So one of the things that this report said was that the EPA needs to develop a program where things can get elevated, people can feel like they can elevate them, and they'll be dealt with. They won't just be kicked down across the cubicle to somebody else to take a look at, who kicks it over to somebody else.
So are there some things in this report that look like they do truly address the problems at the EPA and would make a difference if we are facing another situation again sometime in the future, a city that has a water problem like Flint?
Well, that's the big question, and of course, to be determined. There were 8 or 9 recommendations along the lines of the issues that we talked about. The EPA has, as part of this report, they issued a statement that said that they have been working with the Inspector General's office, and they've got agreement on what to do with 8 of the 9. I can't remember what the one that was still pending is. So, you know, the proof of the pudding is in the eating. We'll have to see if they actually do something. Virginia Tech professor Mark Edwards, who you may remember, was very involved in this issue. He released a statement that he didn't think that this Inspector General's report would change much at the EPA, but the administration has been told what's wrong, and I'm sure people will be tracking what happens.
You did also reach out to Governor Snyder's office in the story, and they responded with something I think Governor Snyder has said many times, that there was a failure at all levels of government. Does this report back that up, that there was a failure at the federal level? And certainly we can look at the problems at the state as well, you know, waiting on criminal charges now possibly against the state director of Health and Human Services. Does that maybe make the case that, yeah, all levels of government fell down on the job in some way?
It does. You know, Representative Dan Kildee, who I refer to in the story, he had said from the beginning that this represented a failure from all levels of government. But he kind of stopped there, and he was very quick to put the onus back on the Snyder administration. But this formal, the EPA has really escaped a lot of scrutiny. There was a congressional hearing that where Administrator Gina McCarthy and Governor Snyder testified before the Congress. That was one of those circus events. It became highly politicized. But this report formalizes the EPA's responsibility and their lack of action, where it had just been sort of touched on in the past without ever being defined. And I think that's critical to try to prevent reoccurrences of this.
You mentioned highly politicized. How do you get this issue out of the political sphere, I guess, and truly address, you know, the problems in Flint, as well as try to make sure that we don't have another Flint in the future?
Hey, that's a good question, Gordon. Everything these days is just so politicized. You know, almost any issue is, you know, you've got two Republicans and Democrats, and the Trump administration just entrenched. I don't know. I would like to be optimistic on this, but I can tell you that as we speak, you know, 2014 was the Toledo water crisis, and the EPA, which has oversight over that, was largely absent. And the EPA, U.S. EPA, is in federal district court in Toledo right now, still pushing back against some increased regulations over algae flowing to the nutrients with algae, the cause of algae flowing to Lake Erie. So based on what I see, I don't know that the EPA has learned a whole lot.
Gary Wilson is a contributor to Detroit Public Television's Great Lakes Bureau. As always, thank you for your time, Gary.
Thank you, Gordon.
You can find a link to the story on the Environmental Protection Agency's Inspector General's final report on the EPA's role in the Flint water crisis at greatlakesnow.org and also at wmuk.org. This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans.